ready? Are we ready? 'Cause it's Thursday, yeah, yeah. Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah. Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah. Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah.
Live and local with Monica J. On 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. It's already been a crazy morning. Already been a crazy morning for me. I just going through the stories of the day, looking at the stories from yesterday. Wow. What's going on right now is really draining, and it's meant to be. Talk and text lines, we'll open them up in a few minutes, 884-9910, and of course, Monica at 991fmtalk.com, my email. Let's get in today's poll question, 991fmtalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Is the mainstream media ignoring the real issues going on in Washington, D.C.? What do you think about that? Are they ignoring the real issues? The Flynn case, where it's sitting right now, your money being just spent hand over fist in these shams, trying to find something on President Trump that just isn't there. Obamagate, they criticized him, called him crazy. Nobody spied on you. Don't even use that term. You know, Obama is such an incredible person. And yet, when you actually dig for the facts and look into things, like Durham has been doing, you find out it's all real. And yet, the media still will not bring that to you for the most part. I mean, wherever you're getting your news, do you know these things? Do you know that Hillary Clinton lost her bid and has to be in front of a judge now? Just curious. So that's our poll question today. Yesterday's poll question, did UNR make the right decision by canceling the Wolfpack football season? 8% said yes. 24% said no. I'm just reading these for the first time. 19% said, who cares? 19% of the participating said, yes. Who wants to see kneeling during the national anthem? I don't think college football was doing that. But it's a good point. 30% said, this is what happens when you vote blue. Better wake up, Nevada. 30%. Yeah. Because they know that the decision to cancel the Wolfpack season pretty much wasn't a surprise. It's all just fallen into line. And this is what I say. There's no nonpartisan office. And now you can add, there's no nonpartisan position. You know, wouldn't you like to know the political leanings of everybody? That would be interesting. You know, the people in charge of making all these decisions. Even the politicians, because I feel like some politicians have just flat out lied about their political parties, but wouldn't it be interesting to actually know what people believe before they're put into positions of, you know, like president of universities, directors of hospitals, directors of nonprofits. You got to wonder about those nonprofits too. Here's a little thing for you. If you actually want to do some research for yourself, see what's going on. Why are people living in poverty? Why is anybody going without anything? Because if you take all of the Black Lives Matter movements, if you take, and that was lies, not lives, if you take paying people to protest, paying other people to riot and set things on fire, oh gosh, if you even take all the scientists out there, all the foundations, all of the .orgs, all of the so-called not-for and non-profits, just in this country alone, that are raking in billions of dollars. We could have helped this country 10 times over. Look at the money that they're bringing in, the money that they're holding on to. You thought the Clinton Foundation was bad. Check out the Barbara Streisand Foundation. How much money they sit on. How much money they've collected in donations that they don't give to anybody. Take a look at all these financials out there. And then really wonder to yourself, why are people in need? Seniors, kids, animals. Because the money is all out there. Duplicated services. Services to just be administration. Have you ever looked at the United Way? Yeah, the United Way is a charity for you to give money to give to other charities. Stop and think about that for a minute. Are you so inept at giving to your favorite charity, afraid that you'll be scammed by somebody, that you just give it to another charity to handle? All they are is administration. Administration and marketing. What is going on here? You have to ask yourself. I keep getting emails to give me the heads up and see if I'm aware of the fake IDs that were seized by Customs and Border Patrol, the 20,000. Yeah, I know about it. Let me ask you if you know about actually the 78,000 fake documents that have been seized recently. An increase of almost 57,000 from a year earlier. And only 26,000 in 2015. And mostly from China. Now ask yourself, what happened to the Chinese consulate when Trump shut him down? All of a sudden, a big fire happened. in the parking lot, not in the consulate, in the parking lot. What were they burning? Could it have been fake ballots? You can ask could have. I'm going to say they were. In my heart of hearts, I believe they were. And now, 79, 78,000 fake documents, driver's licenses mostly. Imagine that. It's not about a virus. It's not about black versus white. It's not about men versus women, young versus old. It's about an election. Because a businessman got into office. A businessman was elected by the people of this country who were tired of politics as usual. And they said no more. And guess what? We have a president who said no more. People upset that he didn't get in there immediately and just start firing people? No. Because the swamp runs deep. And to drain something like that, you have to see what's going on. Because in reality, with our media, with the left controlling most everything out there, all you would have heard was lies. That he's vindictive, he doesn't know what he's doing, he's just getting rid of people to get rid of them. No, you had to see for yourself how deep the corruption runs. And that includes right here in Nevada. That includes Governor Sisolak. The CDC has walked back. The WHO has walked back. This is not the deadly virus that they tried to portray it to be. But they've won anyway. Because they saw what you would do. They saw how you collapsed. That's just really sad. CDC admits to remarkably low coronavirus death rate. And yet this state is still shut down. People are wearing masks. People are violently attacking others who aren't wearing masks to intimidate them, to frighten them, to make them comply. Even Bill Gates said it. We're not going to see wars in the future fought on battlefields. We're going to see viruses. And it's just so sad, from the business owners to everybody else out there who just give up, who just give in. Because that really shows what you're made of. I don't want to lose my business. I don't want to have to shut down. That's admirable. But what is more admirable is standing up for the people of this country. Is standing up to the tyranny of this state. Standing up for the future of this country. What does it matter if kids can or can't go back to school when all they're doing is being indoctrinated? You're seeing it unfold right in front of you. And if you're wearing a mask, if you're worried about that in your business, then you are just caving to the whole ideal that lets you have a business, that encourages you to have a business, that encourages you to live your life to the fullest. And you're just spitting in its face. Just my thoughts. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Talk and text, open at 884-9910. Just received this email at monica at 991fmtalk.com. This is from Craig. Someone just posted this, and I was completely unaware of these facts. So the question is about the Democrat Party pushing mail-in ballots so much. People are suggesting that mail-in ballots was about winning the presidency, not about winning the Joe Biden presidency. The Democrats know that using mail-in ballots will totally screw up the system and put a major halt on determining who actually won the election. If the ballots are not counted and a winner determined by noon on January 20th, the sitting president and vice president will lose their seat. An interim president will be announced at this point. And of course, we know that's Nancy Pelosi. Impeachment didn't work. COVID-19 didn't work. All of these other things, even Antifa and BLM, not working. So let's hope people get their minds wrapped around this. Because there are things that you can do to protect the vote. So tomorrow, make sure you're with me because we're going to have the deputy in charge of elections with the Secretary of State's office. He'll be joining us. I opted to go that route instead of county election officials because we've got to cover so many counties. So I didn't want to get people confused. But yeah. Craig, we've been saying this all along here. But here's what you can do and help spread the word. Especially if you live in Washoe County. If you don't, we're going to find out what is available in your county. There will be early voting. It's only for a couple of weeks, but there will be early voting. Get in to the registrar's office or the office here at the county seat, downtown off of Sutro. Vote early by machine. Vote early by machine. Turn in your ballot if you receive it. Because there are still people waiting from the primary to get theirs. Vote early. Vote electronically. If you get your ballot, fill it out. Read all of the instructions and understand all of the instructions. If you don't, phone a friend. phone the elections office. Whatever you need to do to fill it out correctly. Now, remember, this is just for the people who didn't vote electronically. Don't vote twice. If you are going to fill out the physical ballot, do not put it in the mail. Plan on it. Be ready for it. Drive it to the elections office, where, and I say elections office because some people are going to have the county clerk's office. Some people are going to have the courthouse. It depends on what county you live in. Take it directly to its final destination. I know in the rurals, that's difficult for some people because Yerington, you got to drive in. You know, it's a hassle. But be prepared for that hassle and do what has to be done to protect this vote. That's what we can do. And then we can just hope for the lawsuits to come through and get things back to normal. Because we cannot let the Democrats, yeah, calling it out by name, we cannot let the Democrats steal this election. Look at the numbers of phony documents coming in. You know that's exactly what they're trying to do. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I am so glad that you are with me today. We've got a lot to talk about and very little time. 991FMTalk.com. That's the website with today's poll question on it. And just, you know, pretty simple poll question. Is the mainstream media ignoring the real issues going on in Washington, D.C.? We seem to be focusing on all the distractions, but we don't hear anything on what's going on with the General Flynn case, what's going on with Obamagate, since it turned out to be real. Well, see, if they focused on that, though, they would have to backtrack every single thing that they said about the president and that they said about spying. Because remember, a few years ago, it wasn't real. So there you go. Today's question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Yesterday's poll question, did UNR make the right decision by canceling the Wolfpack football season? Remember, they go along with the conference and everything like that, but they could have said, hey, we're going to just keep some fun games open. The majority of people participating in the poll said, this is what happens when you vote blue, 30%. Better wake up, Nevada. 19% said yes. Who wants to see kneeling during the national anthem? Also 19%, who cares? 24% said no. So that's pretty much no. Everybody else, yes. All right. Yesterday's big announcement, or actually the day before that's big announcement, Kamala Harris, chosen to run as the vice president with Joe Biden. I don't know. In my opinion, I think it's perfect because you got somebody who likes to sniff people and you got somebody who likes to, well, we'll leave that by the wayside. But you know what? I think they're made for each other because they're just seat fillers. Just seat fillers. But that is my opinion. So let's get the opinion of the higher-ups. Let's get the opinions of the Trump administration or the Trump campaign and the people working with the president to make sure that he is reelected, which I have no, if everything was done by the books, above board? I would have no doubt about it whatsoever. But since things aren't, we're going to check in with Steve Cortez, who is joining us today. He is the senior advisor for strategy of the Trump campaign. Steve, thank you so much for joining us today. And wow, what do you think about this? Kamala, I thought it was going to be Susan Rice.
Thanks for having me. I would have put some money on Susan Rice as well. Glad I didn't make any wagers on that. But look, we at the campaign are totally fine with Kamala Harris, and I'll tell you why. Because she is a radical. The corporate media is trying to present a myth, a narrative to the American people that she's somehow pragmatic or moderate. That's simply not the case. If you look at her Senate career, for example, there's an independent organization called GovTrack, and they actually run a database on their Senate performance, what legislation they propose, how they vote. And out of 100 senators for the year 2019, she was the most liberal member of the United States Senate, even to the left of Bernie Sanders. He came in second place in that very ignoble contest for who's the most liberal senator. So we really believe that the selection of Kamala Harris, it completes the process of the takeover of the Democratic Party by the very most radical fringe leftist elements of American politics. People like the Squad, Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, and then this empty vessel, Joe Biden, who I believe is largely being commandeered by these extreme left forces and being used and manipulated for their purposes. I'm actually already starting to call it the Harris-Biden ticket. The reason I say that is I think she will effectively be president on day one, and the majority of Americans think she would be president in reality, formally, at some point. 59% of Americans respond that they do not believe that Joe Biden would finish even a full first term.
Well, no, he even had to have notes in front of him just to welcome her aboard to the team. So I'm pretty sure he's not with it. But will people remember that Kamala Harris was actually on the debate stage, the first candidate to actually call Biden out on his past voting and to call him out for what he is? Everybody
right.
else was so
well,
nice
listen.
To him.
Right. We're certainly going to remind people. You can count on that. We in the Trump campaign are going to remind people. The president's going to remind people. She also said, by the way, that she believes his accusers, the people who accused him of sexual harassment. And we want her to answer that question again now. If she believes them, why did she agree to be his vice presidential candidate? Or has her view changed and why? So she has serious questions to answer regarding her run for the president. But I'm glad you brought that up because I think this is an important point. And once again, corporate media wants to push a myth to us. They said over and over last night in just their gushing praise of Kamala Harris. They kept saying that, oh, she'd been vetted. She'd been tried. You know, she'd been in the process. First of all, she didn't even make it to Christmas in this election cycle. She did not make it to a single vote, didn't make it to the Iowa caucuses or any primaries. She completely fizzled out despite having fawning, just adoring coverage from mainstream media. She was clearly their anointed candidate. However, she didn't resonate at all with Democratic voters, particularly with constituencies everybody assumed she would do well with, minorities and women, and particularly Black women specifically. Everybody assumed that she was going to be their candidate. She was not. So the fact is, this is a failed presidential candidate. She is a Berkeley radical with views that might play very well in the San Francisco Bay Area, but are not going to play in swing counties in the upper Midwest, the places that, in my view, are probably going to decide this election just as they did in 2016.
Well, I really hope the women, especially of Nevada, pay attention post-Me Too movement, because Lucy Flores is from Nevada, and she is the one who brought the accusations against Biden that Kamala jumped on the bandwagon. So just as being a Nevadan, I hope they realize what she really is all about. Steve, one last question for you, though. Where can people get the facts, just the facts, just the numbers, like you gave the website just there? Because that's what people want to look at. They want to block out all of the
right.
the propaganda. They want to see the numbers.
Right. No, it's a good, and by the way, that's a great place to go, GovTrack. If you want to look, and that is data driven. They try very hard to be nonpartisan. I think they lean a bit left, but they try to be fair at GovTrack. So that is one place to go for actual data. In terms of news, It's interesting because I think you use the phrase "just the news." There's actually a new website called exactly that, "Just the News," started by John Solomon, and there's no connection with the Trump campaign. So I'm not,
love John Solomon of the Hill.
Yeah, he's great. John Solomon is fantastic. He's a friend of mine. He's a terrific journalist. He's one of the few real journalists left.
Yeah.
And he started a news site called Just the News for exactly this purpose, because there needs to be places for real journalism that is not just completely filtered by narrative out there. So I would encourage your listeners, and again, I have no personal nor no Trump campaign connection to them. I just think as a consumer of news, it's a place where I go, and I think you can get a lot of a lot of solid information and real journalism, real reporting and storytelling, which unfortunately has become really rare in media today.
Well, there it is. It is now bookmarked on my computer, Just the News. Appreciate that so much. I love educating my listeners. Steve Cortez, Director of Strategy for the Trump Campaign, thank you so much for joining us today. And I hope to have you back whenever you guys need something to get out into the public for Nevada or Northern Nevada. We're here for you.
Love to come back. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Steve. It's the Monica Jay Show, but it's also your show. It's live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. And we've got some serious issues going on here with our ballots, with everything. Our governor is just doing whatever he can to make sure that, well, he takes down this state. As I was telling you before we talked to Steve, okay, the CDC, the people that got this whole thing going with WHO, the World Health Organization, the CDC has come out and said death rate's not that bad. So if their information can shut down a world economy, can shut down an entire country, then why can't it reopen it? Just a question. If they admit to remarkably low coronavirus death rate, out with a new report. I mean, this should be earth-shattering. This should be everywhere. Then why aren't we reopened? Why are people losing their businesses? Why are people losing everything that they thought possible? That they could never even imagine. Why aren't we open? It really opens your eyes, though, about the corruption that our deep state, our swamp, right here in Reno, right here in Washoe County, Northern Nevada, and the state. Because you are being intimidated, you are being threatened, you are being bullied, all at the hands of a governor who is a tyrant, who is just following along with his little group that he signed on with all the liberal West Coast governors. Does that sound Nevada strong? Does that sound battleborn? I don't think so. We'll be back with what are those confusing things that the Democrats do to get you thinking that, yeah, the Democrats could win Nevada. The Democrats could win Washoe County. It's all an illusion. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad that you're with me today, and I'm concerned. I am majorly, majorly concerned. So 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, you can get a hold of me in all kinds of different ways. And there are people that have my personal cell phone number. You might hear it going off during the show all the time. But this person wants to remain anonymous. And I always give that. I mean, as long as I know who you are, I have no problem not announcing it to the world. So my friend just received this card in the mail. Important! With two exclamation points. You'd think you'd just need one. Your new Nevada registration. So it gives all the correct information that I can see. Looks like a little card that you can cut out. It's got the seal of Washoe County. Very interesting. Says, Daniel Burke, Registrar of Voters. That's interesting. And it also has this person registered as Democrat. Okay. This all looks very official. Okay, Daniel Burke hasn't been our Registrar of Voters for how many years? And I know that this person is not a Democrat. So who is sending this out? Where is this old information coming from? This concerns me. And it should concern you as well. Don't be fooled by the tricks. Okay? Daniel Burke hasn't been in and been the Registrar of Voters since like 2010. We've already gone through another Registrar of Voters. So we're on the second one since him. What is up with that? And I know the person who sent me this has never been registered as a Democrat. I just went on to check my information. After receiving this, it was very concerning. So I decided to go on to washoecounty.us and go in through the Registrar of Voters, put in my last name, put in my birthday, just like you're able to do, just to check my information. It said it couldn't be found. That I needed to contact the Registrar of Voters. Well, that's interesting. Because just, 4 months ago? In the primary, I had no problem getting into it. Put in my name, my birthday, popped right up. Tells me all the information, what I vote as, my district for the school, my assembly person, or my assembly district number, my Senate number. I encouraged people to go do this. But now, it can't find my information. So producer Craig just pulled it up on the station website. Put in all my information. Boom! Everything comes up. Well, now, wait a minute. why can't my computer pull it up, but his can? Why can't my computer that I just had, you know, pulled up the information a few months ago, do it now? We got hinky things going on. And it is really disheartening to hear the Registrar of Voters going on to other shows. No, no problems. No, you know, this might have happened, and let's dispel this myth. Let's dispel this myth. This is how it works, people. We got serious issues in a presidential election that Democrats are trying to steal. It's just that. They're trying to inflate their numbers. So when they say that the polls show Biden's in the head or Biden's in the lead, it's just lies to make them stealing the election seem legitimate.